As we look at Jesus' evangelistic methods, we see all kinds of methods that Jesus employed to reach people. Not just relational evangelism, though Jesus certainly did that. He was relational with his disciples, with those who came to him for healing, with all around him. He didn't only use that, though. He also was willing to call out the Pharisees, to challenge them when he saw that they were wrong. The key here is discernment. Well, what method should I use? The key to it is discernment. Now, Jesus knew the hearts of the Pharisees and everyone else around him because he spent time with them, and he knew them. But he also knew them, as the scripture says, because he knew the hearts of men. He was fully God and fully knew their heart. However, you and I are not fully God. We are not Jesus. So how do we then discern? Well, we can discern by prayer, through a relationship with Christ. Because we are sons and daughters of God, we have access to that wisdom. Scripture says, if any of us lacks wisdom, pray and it will be given to you. So as we think about needing wisdom for discerning evangelism, we should be praying. But when we pray, oftentimes it can feel like our prayers are simple or maybe boring or even anemic, in that we pray the same thing over and over again. God, give me wisdom. God, give me wisdom. So much more, it can enrich our prayer lives if we're just listening to those around us. If we're listening to what people are saying and what's going on, it can give us insight into the specific needs of people around us. It can give us insight into patterns that are going on, and can really enrich our prayer lives as we listen to people. Not only does listening enrich our prayer lives, but it connects us with the people around us, and it empowers our discernment and the wisdom that we receive from God. So as we look at our third habit, the third habit of evangelism in Surprise the World, we're going to look at the idea of listening and listening to those around us.